KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's clear and 1 degree above zero. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 27. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. A man from Oklahoma was arrested this morning on drug charges in Creston. Police say 22-year-old Dale Hammer of Westville, Oklahoma, was arrested a little after 5 a.m. with assistance from the Creston PD's K-9 Jax on charges of possession of paraphernalia and 2 counts of possession of a controlled substance, first offense. Hammer was being held at the Union County Jail on a $2,300 bond. Also arrested at the same time and place was 24-year-old Dalton Willis of Stillwell, Oklahoma. Wallace was charged with public intoxication and was being held on a $300 bond, as well as on a hold for a warrant from Adair County, Oklahoma, for failure to appear. Creston police said also a man residing in the 200 block of South Pine Street reported Monday night his wallet had been stolen from his vehicle that was parked outside of his home. The wallet contained miscellaneous ID cards, permits, credit cards, and cash. The loss was estimated at $225 altogether. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is still struggling with high water levels in Missouri River reservoirs, and time is running out to get them down to the winter storage stages. John Remus, chief of the Corps' Missouri River Basin Water Management Office in Omaha, says there's been discussion all year on the congressionally authorized purposes versus the operational priorities for the system.
It is important to understand that authorized purposes and priorities are not the same thing. While the system is authorized for 8 purposes, the Corps' priority is life and health safety. In large runoff years, such as 2018 and 2019, or during an extreme hydrologic event, the flood control purpose drives the Corps' operational decisions for the system.
Remus says water troubles have persisted much of the year.
In 2019, Mother Nature has made managing runoff in the Missouri River Basin very challenging. People throughout the basin have been and or continue to be directly impacted, some severely impacted. The Corps is well aware of the damage that this year's flooding has caused, and we are doing all we can to reduce the impacts and assist in the recovery.
Remus says each runoff year is different and calls for different responses.
It is important to understand that the volume, timing, and location at which runoff enters the system significantly impacts the timing and amount of releases. Each runoff season or flooding event is unique. Care should be taken when comparing one event to another.
The Corps will maintain releases from the Gavin's Point Dam at 80,000 cubic feet per second through November before rapidly stepping them down by mid-December. The backup in the propane supply in Iowa is not expected to end very quickly. Iowa Agriculture Secretary Mike Nagy says it continues to be a demand issue, with farmers needing propane to dry crops and others needing it to heat their homes.
Not that there's not enough propane in the country. It has to do with the logistics of getting it to where it needs to go.
He says it doesn't look like there will be a big change in the situation anytime soon.
The things that are going to help alleviate that are getting harvest completed and warmer temperatures, and I don't think we're going to see either one of those two in the immediate future.
Suppliers have had to send trucks long distances to get propane, and Nagy says that may show up in your price.
The price will rise to accommodate for transportation issues if there are any. So, you know, we hear about some folks putting surcharges on. You know, it's logical. It needs to be reasonable, but you know, if a supplier is having to drive to Kansas to get supply, then they will have to pass some of that on to consumers. We'll be watching that pricing situation closely.
And he says they would take action if they see the price being raised just to take advantage of the delays in getting propane. Authorities have released the name of a man who was injured in a fall from the upper level of Iowa's Jack Trice Stadium onto fans below. A University Police report says 31-year-old Eric Eli hit 3 women on the lower level during the October 26th game against Oklahoma State. None of the injuries were serious, and Eli reported that he briefly lost consciousness and suffered a concussion. He was taken to an Ames hospital before being flown to a hospital in Des Moines. The report says Eli jumped up during the big play and just went over the rail in one movement, like the momentum carried him over. Witnesses told investigators Eli didn't appear to be intoxicated. He's declined to comment publicly, and police say no charges have been filed. A Dubuque man and his wife are accused of stealing more than $200,000 from his disabled mother, have pleaded guilty to federal charges. Howard Derby and Patty Derby recently entered the pleas to charges of wire fraud. The state charges were dropped after the federal charges were filed. Federal records don't list a sentencing date. State court documents say his disabled mother moved in with the couple and had been given power of attorney, or he had been given power of attorney for her finances and medical needs. The documents say the Derbys took money from her accounts and used it to buy cars and pay for vacations, among other things. The November session of Healthy You will be held on Thursday, November 21st at the Cass County Health System. The program, Women's Pelvic Health, will be presented by Alyssa Rogers, Master of Occupational Therapy, Registered Licensed. She'll be discussing several areas of pelvic health, including anatomy, bladder health, helpful hints to improve incontinence, and how pelvic floor therapy works. Alyssa has worked at CCHS, it is, in the occupational therapy for 3 years, and she recently became a pelvic floor therapist. Healthy You will be offered at noon Thursday, November 21st. It's a free educational series at the Cass County Health System, held monthly in conference room number 2, just inside the main entrance atrium. The public is invited and welcome to attend, but reservations are required as a meal is provided for all attendees. If you'd like to register for that event, call 712-243-7479. Regulators have found serious safety violations at the state-run psychiatric hospital in Iowa, where several combative patients have assaulted employees. An inspection found that employees at the Independence Mental Health Institute struggle to maintain violent outbursts due to inadequate emergency plans, low staffing, poor communication, and ineffective safety shields that staffers haven't been trained to use. The Iowa Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, opened an investigation in June after a series of attacks against staff members. A union representing employees said the hospital faced an urgent safety crisis. Inspectors found 7 serious and 3 minor safety violations. They proposed a $72,770 fine against the Iowa Department of Human Services, which operates the facility, and ordered it to fix the problems. The hospital treats patients with severe and complex psychiatric needs. The Iowa chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, is holding its annual conference later this week. The executive director, Peggy Huppert, says the state continues to lag behind the rest of the nation in providing mental health services, largely because of workforce issues.
Unfortunately, we continue to rank near the bottom in a lot of areas, including, you know, the number of state psychiatric beds and the number of psychiatrists and the number of psychologists.
Hubbard says there have been positive developments in the past year, including the state putting in place a mental health system for children. She says Iowa now needs to find a way to adequately fund it.
Are they going to allow counties to levy what they need to pay for what is required? If not, you know, how are we going to pay for it? And the legislature needs to grapple with that.
The conference this week will include perspectives from law enforcement, a pediatrician, and a former star athlete who has been diagnosed as bipolar. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.